In Southern Ireland, 2005, a love story unfolds between two people who've known each other since they were 5 years old. Gerard Gibbsy Gibson and Claire Biggs share a bond that began at a funeral when young Claire held Gerard's hand after he lost his father and sister in a drowning accident. 16 years later, they're still inseparable, though their relationship exists in that delicate space between friendship and something deeper. They sleep beside each other, comfort one another, and share an intimacy that confuses everyone around them. Gerard harbors intense feelings for Claire, but fears acting on them might destroy their friendship. Meanwhile, Claire has loved Gerard for as long as she can remember, patiently waiting for him to see her as more than just his best friend. Their dance of desire and hesitation creates a tension that everyone but them seems to recognize, with friends constantly nudging them toward acknowledging what's obvious to all. A decade after the tragic incident at Blackwater Lake, Gerard continues to experience severe post-traumatic stress symptoms, including recurring nightmares about the drowning that claimed Sarah's life. These episodes often lead to sleep disturbances, causing him to unconsciously seek comfort in Claire's presence during the night. Gerard also carries the weight of earlier childhood trauma from ages 7 to 11, when he experienced severe abuse from his stepbrother Mark. This undisclosed trauma has significantly impacted his ability to form close relationships, despite his deep feelings for Claire. He experiences involuntary defensive responses to physical contact and struggles with anxiety during moments of emotional intimacy, creating an internal conflict between his desire for connection and his psychological protective mechanisms. During an outdoor retreat, Claire initiates a closer connection. Though Gerard approaches the situation with caution, he allows himself to participate within his comfort levels. This interaction creates a turning point, though Gerard temporarily distances himself before finally expressing his feelings with the vulnerable admission, "Because I love you, Claire Biggs," a statement that reveals both his emotional truth and lingering hesitation. Their relationship evolves meaningfully during a tender moment in their childhood treehouse. Gerard finds that focusing on Claire's voice while keeping his eyes closed helps him process past trauma and rebuild trust. When he expresses self-doubt about deserving her attention, Claire responds by affirming that he holds the most important place in her life. After years of carrying emotional trauma alone, Gerard finally confronts Mark when his stepbrother returns from Mumbai. In an emotionally charged exchange, he addresses childhood mistreatment and demands Mark leave town or face legal consequences, speaking truth to power after years of silence. True healing requires sharing our darkest truths with loved ones. When Claire accidentally reveals Gerard's past at the winter ball, what initially feels like betrayal ultimately guides him toward openness. His emotional breakdown afterward marks the beginning of recovery as he processes grief and trauma perhaps for the first time since childhood. "I think I might be gone a bit wrong in here," he confesses to Johnny, tapping his head. "I don't want her to know, Claire. She won't be able to love me now." How often do we carry secrets fearing the truth will make us unlovable? Gerard's journey reminds us that confronting our demons, while terrifying, is the only path to authentic connection and healing. When Claire and Gerard reunite on New Year's Eve, she shatters his fears with unwavering acceptance. "I love you more. I want you more. I am disgustingly attracted to you, and nothing about your past can change that." Her unconditional love begins healing what years of silence couldn't. This healing extends to Gerard's water phobia when Claire offers to help him overcome it through gradual exposure. Despite his terror, Gerard agrees to sit in a bathtub with Claire guiding him. Using gentle encouragement, physical contact, and playful distraction, she helps him create a new, safe association with water as she holds him protectively from behind. "You make me feel like it's possible," Gerard tells Claire after reconnecting. "Like everything is going to be okay again. Like I'm going to be okay." This captures what we all seek, someone who believes in our healing when we cannot. Claire's love doesn't erase Gerard's trauma, but provides the safe harbor from which his recovery journey can begin. While Gerard and Claire's romance anchors the story, platonic friendship proves equally vital. Johnny Cap serves as Gerard's loyal best friend, offering wisdom beyond his years. When Gerard breaks down after the winter ball, Johnny holds him, promising, "I love the fucking bones of you, you mad eejit." This vulnerability challenges stereotypes about masculinity and emotional expression. The friend group functions as family, supporting each other through crises. They rally around Joey during his heroin addiction as he raises a baby with Oife. When Hugh faces troubles, Patrick and Gerard offer help. These relationships create a safety net that catches characters when they fall. Most poignantly, friendship provides healing when romance cannot. During Gerard's breakdown, Claire wants to comfort him, but Johnny is the only one he can bear to see, teaching Claire that loving someone sometimes means stepping back. How many of us have learned this difficult lesson that healing often requires a village, not just a partner? "I'm going to be tarred as a victim for the rest of my life," Gerard tells Claire, fearing trauma will become his defining characteristic. His journey involves recognizing that being a survivor doesn't diminish his core identity. By the story's end, Gerard acknowledges needing time to figure out who he was after hiding for so long. Characters face similar identity challenges. Joey strives to be more than his addiction, embracing fatherhood despite his youth. Lizzie's identity has become so entangled with grief that she struggles to move forward. Claire transitions from Gerard's childhood friend to romantic partner, boldly claiming this new identity when she declares him her boyfriend on the rugby field. The story suggests true identity emerges from choices and relationships, not labels or past experiences. When Gerard confronts his abuser, he reclaims power over his narrative. When Claire stands with Gerard despite social consequences, she defines herself through loyalty rather than peer approval. Aren't we all trying to answer, "Who am I beyond what has happened to me?" As the story concludes, Gerard and Claire face the future with cautious optimism. Their healing journey continues, with Claire celebrating meaningful progress, like Gerard sleeping 3 hours without nightmares, rather than expecting a complete cure. In the final scene, when Lizzie glares at them hostily, Claire stands ready to protect Gerard. Instead, he simply takes her hand and asks her to walk with him, choosing to move forward together. "Anywhere," she replies. "I will go anywhere with you, Gerard Gibson." From the moment 5-year-old Claire held Gerard's hand at his father's funeral, promising he could hold it forever, their connection has anchored them through turbulent times. 16 years later, that promise remains, though tested. Their story shows that while love may not conquer all, it provides courage to face the seemingly unconquerable. Whatever comes next, they'll face it together. Sometimes that's enough to keep us afloat in life's stormiest waters.